January 10th, we have a shiur from Rabbi Heineman. Because of the snow day, we have a makeshift yachakala. Rabbi Heineman is going to be saying a shiur.
I'd like to say a few words about this. What it says in the Gemara, that the Gemara says that Mishnechnas Adar Marvin Basimcha. Which Adar are we talking about? Are we talking about Adar Rishon? Or are we talking about Adar Sheni? So, there's a reason to believe that, as the Gemara goes on to say, the Gemara says, therefore, Omar Papa Hokabai showed this idea of Hadi Akum. If a Yid has a court case with a guy, he should stay away from him in Av, Derea Masle, because he's a bad muscle. Wimsi Nashiva Adar, the Bari Masle, he should try to get the case judged in Adar, because he has a strong muzzle. So it's mashmal in the Gemara that this is Tolis Avazah. Hilkach, the Gemara says, since we say that Misha Nichnas Adar Marvim Simcha, so it's a good muzzle, so he should try to have his court case worked out in Adar. Now the muzzle of the Yud Beis Mazalos, the 12 Mazalos, and the mazel of Adar is Dagon. What is the mazel of Adar Sheni? Dagon. What's the mazel of Adar Rishon? Dagon. So it's the same mazel. So then, Pashas, it would mean that Mishnah Adar Ma'am Simcha, because the Gemara says it's totally opposite. Hilkach, the Gemara says. So therefore, Pashas, that you would say that it was started by Adar Rishon. On the other hand, Rashi says, Mishnech Zadar, Yemei Nisim Hayu, Rashi says to the times of Nisim, Yisrael, Purim or Pesach. So Rashi says, this was the start of the time of Nisim. Because Pesach doesn't say, it wants to say, Limch Nash Badar, it doesn't say Badar Uben Nisan, but like the person, found $1 million in the streets. So evidently he had a good mouth of this on that time. So he still hopefully has $1 million the next month also. So we don't say that the next month is the month of his mouth, the time when it started. So Rashi says, you may Nismahoyo Yisrael Purim u'Pesach. So the Nisim started Purim because it was a strong mazel, and it lasted into Pesach, maybe even lasted into Shavuos, but there was no Nisim Shavuos time. So therefore, the Zman is the Zman when Purim starts. Well, Purim is in Adar Sheni, because it says in the Mishnah Megillah that if someone read the Megillah in Adar Rishni, not Yotze, you have to read it in Adar Sheni. So if it's totally in that you may Nisim Hod Yisrael Purim of Pesach, and it's because of the Nisim that happened to us in Purim Pesach, maybe it's Adar Sheni, because that's when Purim is. So this is the beginning of what I'm thinking. Now I want to go through this Gemara a little bit. This Gemara and Daf Chavtes, Saras Chavtes, and Daf and Tainis. The Gemara, it says in the Mishnah, Mishnechas Avma Maitim Besimcha. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So, Amar of Yehuda, Breid, Rav Shmuel, Bar Shilas, and Shmei Durav, Kishem Shemich, Mishnechas Avma Maitim Besimcha, Kach Mishnechas Adar Marvim Besimcha. In the same way that when Av comes in, Rav Maitim Besimcha, Mishnechas Adar Marvim Besimcha. Does anyone disagree with this? No. It's a statement in the Gemara. Everyone seems to agree with this. So therefore, it is a little bit difficult to understand how come the Rambam, he says, Mishnech Zadar V'matim V'simcha, but he does not say, Mishnech Zadar Marvim V'simcha. The Rambam over here in Perikot and Tainus brings down Mishnech Zadar V'matim V'simcha. That's the end of the statement. And then he goes into different halachas. And but by Hilchos Purim, it's not brought down the Rambam. Mishnech Zadar Marvim Simcha. Not only that, But this what the Gemara says, that Hilkach, by Yisrael, this Leidina, Hilkach, by so this Leidina, Hadi Nachri, Stam, Ene Ba'av, Dreh Mazlei, Limps Nachri, Dov, Boin Mazlei, not bought, nothing's bought in the Rambam, not in the Av Shulamite, that you should get out of having a court case in Av, and that you should have it in Adar's not mentioned in the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch says Mishnechon Av Ma'atim Simcha, does not say Mishnechon Adar Ma'atim Simcha, the Machaba, and he does say, the Shulchan Aruch says, that Tov Kufn and Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch says no Tov Kufn and Dalet. Must be Tov Kufn. Yishnechas Av Ma'akim B'Simcha. It says in the Machaba. Right, begin to talk with Kufn and Alef. Vishnechon Zavon Ma'akim B'Simcha. Vayisol this Leidina Bahadi Nachri L'Shtam Eneid Re'ev Mazle. He doesn't say that. That he says. But he doesn't say anything about Vishnechon's Adar Marv B'Simcha. And he certainly doesn't say anything that a person should have his court case in Adar. The Mishnah Berurah at the end of Sim Tafresh Pevav says, oh no, end of Tafresh Pevav, at the end of Mishnah Berurah does bring it. Okay, Mishnah Berurah says, Mishnechnas Adar, at the end of Tafresh Pevav, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mishnechnas Adar Marvin Simcha Mishyesh Ladinim Akum Yishma Badar. Gemara, brings it from the Gemara. But not the Machaba Ramah mentions a word about it. The Chassam Sofer already asked this kasha. How come the Machaba and the Shulchan Aruch and the Shulchan Aruch are mashmit this din? Because the Gemara says that it's that the Gemara says Kashem Shulchan Av Mamatim Simcha. There's no chaylik. Okay, so I'm going to try and answer that question. What does the Gemara mean? Kashem I don't think it makes any sense. You know why? What happened before Tisha B'Av? They already broke down the walls of the city on Shavuos Tammuz. They were fighting one against the other. Thousands of Yidden were being killed. From the Medrash Eichas Mashma Ho'ira Bas Yom, there was mamish millions and of people that were getting killed every day. The armies were fighting till they got to the Beis Hamikdash. It was a terrible time. So therefore, Mishnech Hazav Amaytim B'Simcha. So Mishnech Hazav Adar Ma'arim B'Simcha. What happened at the beginning of Adar? The Yidden were fasting. There was a gzera against them to wipe them all out on Purim. So this was not a time of Marvin B'Simcha. It was a terrible time for them. Finally, the Baruch Hu made a nes on the Yud Gimel Adar that they were able to be victorious over all the Goyim, which was the biggest nes of tremendous nes. Could you imagine there was a decree from the king to the Hashem, the Arigal, others call Yehudim. Everyone was mukhi to do that. And he couldn't take it back. All he could do was to give permission to the Yidin, the Ramadan Nasham. He gave him permission. Yishkech. If he wouldn't have given the permission, what would they have done? They'd just let themselves get shechted out? They would have fought against them. So really, what did he accomplish even? Achashverosh with the permission he called Nal and Nasha. There was a nice gully that here there were 70 nations. Achashverosh was Malach HaKippah. He was the king of the whole world. And all the Goyim of the world are going to make the Machlekes with the Eden. So something's going to happen. It's going to help. And the Baruch Hashem helped that not only were they victorious over their enemies, and they killed 75,000 goyim. But it's mashma from the psukim that there's not a single yid that died. So it makes kolli. But from the beginning of Adar until the Gimel Adar, the Yidden were they were wore the sackcloth. They were Tainus and Avelus. It was a terrible time. So what does it mean? Mishkashem Shishminichnas Av Maitim B'Simcha. Mishnichnas Adar Marim B'Simcha. That's no dimin. Mishnichnas Av was a terrible time. Mishnichnas Adar was also a terrible time. So it's really hard to understand what it means. First question. Second question. Amra Baba Hilkach Ba Yisrael this Ladina Bahadi Nachri Gishtal Bnei Ba'av Dre Maslev Lim Sinasha Ba'adar Dabar Maslev. Therefore, Yid that has a court case with a guy, he should try to stay away from him in Av because he has a bad mazel, and he should try to get it taken care of in Adar that he has a good mazel. What does the Hilkach mean? Hilkach. Because we say the Kashay Misha Nefnas Abba Maitim Simcha Kach Mishanis Nechaz Adar Marva Simcha. Therefore, if someone has a court case, he should make sure it's not an Avashur. What does it have to do with the Kashayim? Tosa actually asked this question. Tosa says, Perish. Mishum Domel El Magagim Chayvel Yom HaChayiv. Since the Gemara says before that the reason why the first base of Migdash and the second base of Migdash was destroyed on the same day, so therefore we see that there's such a thing as this is a day which is good and this is a day which is not good. So therefore this was a day which was not good and this is therefore you should stay out of it. But this is a day which is good. Now, Tosfos says that. I'm no person to argue with Tosfos, chas v'shalom. But it's a little bit of a daichet, because the Gemara says this, they want to discuss a lot of other things in between. And usually the Gemara say, Gufa. We said before, Magalim Chayv Yom HaChayiv. So now, so then, Hilkach, by so this like Dina, so that's what she means. The Gemara just comes out and says it like that, and it's mashma that has to do with what we just said before. And according to Tosfos, it had nothing to do with what we just said before. My next question is.
This is the same Shad in the Hilkach?
Yes. Perish. The reason why. What's the Hilkach? It's going on what the Gemara said before. Since we say Magalim was supposed to be Yom, therefore, you should try not to have a court case in that time. Then, the Gemara brings down with a bite in the Gemara. Losses lochem achsu sikkur. There's a pasuk that says losses lochem achsu sikkur. So what's the pshat on that? Omer Yehuda ben Rav Shlomo bar Shilas shvei derav el dekom klay pishtan. What exactly does this have to do with the sugi over here? How does it get in here? And then the one goes on. Vayomer rei reich b'ni kreich sodah shebarach Hashem. Omer Yehuda ben Rav Shlomo bar Shilas shvei derav kreich sodah shel tapuchim. So Rashi says, "I did the Ayi Rav Yehuda El Nakat Aza." Rashi says, "Since they mentioned Rav Yehuda, it's Rav Yehuda Vashil, so Shmei Rav before." So the Gemara says it also again. Okay, I can understand that, but usually the sign of the Gemara is, and I just give an example over here. There's a Gemara in Shabbos that the Gemara says. Amrav Kahana Dorsh of Nosim Bar Menun Mishmei Derav Mishmei Derav Tanchum. Therefore, Chanukah Shenichol Mal Mechaf Am Apsula Kesuka Mavu. That if you put the Ner Chanukah above 20 Amos, it's possible. And like a Sukkah, it says my neighbors are a Seichem because Mal Mechaf Am with the Ayin is not Shailet. So Kamavu also because it's a Hekka, there's no Hekka, it's a Mal Mechaf. Okay. Then the verse says, "Amar Rav Kana Dorsh Rav Nosim Bar Menuhin Shmei Derav Tanchum, Ma'idach Siv Al Bar Reik In By Mayim In Mashma Shnem Al Bar Reik In Yedesh In By Mayim Al Matam Alam In By Mayim Mayim In By Al Nachashim Kam Yeshvay." Says that they threw the brothers into the bar was empty, there was no water in it. So if it says it was empty, there was no water in it. Why did Torah say there was no water? There was no water, but there were snakes and scorpions in it. So what's the connection? It doesn't have to be a connection, because the Gemara says, Omra kana doris rab nasim bar miyum shmeid rab tamchum nel shal chanu shenichol ma'al me'asim v'omra kahana doris rab nasim. He also said this. So that's the derech of the Gemara. Sometimes the Gemara brings down what Manomi says, and then what's, and he also said this. Okay, so that's good. Even though the some unfortunate want to say that it does have a connection, because the reason why they threw him in the bur, they didn't want to kill him, so why did they throw him in the bur? So why did they put him in the third Nechoshan problem? Because it was more than 20 amos, so they couldn't see it. Okay, but this is a typical case of the Gemara, the lost of the Gemara. Over here, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say, V'omar Rashwar Bashila Smishmei Durav, that this is the Pshat and Yisbzukim. The Gemara says, it brings a pasuk, Stam, out of the no place. So usually the signal of the Gemara, the style of the Gemara, is not to, if it would have said, the Omar of Rav Yehuda Beredes Shmuel Bashir's made Rav, Losses of Chem Achris Vatik, might have saved Losses of Achris Vatikva, Eld Khanj of Klebishan, I would have understood. It's not usually the signal of the Gemara so much. Okay. So I want to get involved to answer these questions. When it says in the Mishnah, "Mishnechnas Ava Ma'itim B'Simcha," what is the reason that we're Ma'it in Simcha, Mishnechnas Ava? Is it a din of Avelus on the Churban that we should be Ma'it, that we already start with Avelus Mishnechnas Ava? Well, maybe it's a different pshat, because the Mishnah says, in earlier in on Yud Beis and Aleph Beis in Tainus, it says Obu Eilav Loinenu. If there was no rain, so the Beis was closer Tainus, so that people the Baruch Hashem should listen to the Tullus that there should be rain, not snow. The so Obu Eilav. So these days were passed by Leinenu, and Baruch didn't answer them with rain. Bezin goes in Gimel Tainus Acheres HaTzibur. The Bezin makes another three Tainusim on the Tzibur. Monday, Thursday, and Monday. What do you do? Oichel and Veshoisim Bodyayim. You're allowed to eat and drink me Bodyayim. That means that the Tainus doesn't start. One second. So the first three, they're allowed to eat at night. And they first start fasting in the morning. It says on the Yud, Eskilah Yid Masan Gimel Tanis, Oichum Shaisim Mechshecha Shecha. You're allowed to eat and drink when it gets dark. So so those tainus and first are in the morning, like our like Shavuot Thomas. You're only allowed to eat while it's still daytime, but it's like Tisha B'Av, you have to fast already starting by night. You're not allowed to do any malacha. Uvechitza, uvesicha, uvenisa, sandal, utashamita, like Tisha B'Av. With Noelim, Eshamel Chatzos, they close up the bathhouses because no one's allowed to take a bath. Ovru Eilu Vloinenu, if these three second Tainesim pass by and they still were not answered with rain, Bezim Gozim Aleim, Oit Sheva, another seven Tainesim, Shehem Yivim Taneus Ala Tzibur. Hare Eil Yiseus Al Havishainos. These are more severe than the ones before. Shiva Eilu Masriim, that you blow shofar, v'noel v'sachanuyos, and you close the stores. V'sheni, on the Monday of the Tainus, matim im chashecha, that as it gets dark, at the end of it, you're already allowed to open the stores. But on the on this Monday, Thursday, and Monday, on Thursday, you're allowed to keep the stores open because Kovar Shabbos, people should have what to buy for Shabbos. Obru Eo Vloy Nenu, Bamatim, Bamasa Bamaton, Ubabinyan, Ubinatir, Ubairisan, Ubinasuin, for the marriage, Ubishel Shalom, and on the Chaveroi, Kibnei Odom Hanuzufim Lamakam. By people who have been put into Chayrim by the Ribbon Shalom. So the Lakh Ribbon Shalom says, I don't have anything to do with you. So that's why he's not giving away. So maybe the Inyan over here of Mishnechas Adar, B'maitim B'simcha, is not a din of Avelis, but it's K'nei Adam Hanuzufin L'Bakam. The Rav Shalom sent this Churban, showed us he doesn't want to be close to us. He destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, let the Beis Hamikdash be destroyed, which is the Makom HaShas HaShchina. I don't want to be Mashem HaShchina together with you in Eretz Yisrael, the Rav Shalom is saying. So therefore, we have to be Noyig Nazifa. What's Rav Nazifa? What happens if a father is upset with his son and he gives him a patch? So if the son walks out of the room smiling and business as usual, it's a terrible chutzpah. What he should do is he should feel subdued, show his father that he's upset, that he angered him. But to go at business as usual is a chutzpah. So the Baruch Shem shows us he's upset with us, he's not bringing any rain. So we have to show that we're upset, that the Baruch Shem is upset with us. That's when I'm Zufim Lamachim. So maybe that's the pshat. The Baruch Shem sent the Churban, and so the Baruch Shem evidently was upset with us. So we have to do things to show that we feel bad that the Baruch Shem is upset with us. So it's a different Musa completely. Okay. So if that's the pshat, so then maybe we could make more sense out of the Gemara. That the Baruch Shalom gave us a bad mazel in Av, which evidently, if it's good or it's bad, is totally an Amaisim. If we do the Rosh Hashem in Mazel Yisrael, there's nothing that can stand in the way of a mazel. The Baruch Shalom, we don't have a bad mazel. But if we have lost our kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam, as Tosfos says in my cotton, a Mazel Yisrael only means that Yidden can get out of the mazel. There is a mazel, but Yidden can get out of it with tefillah and with Maitim Tovim. Yidden can get out of his mazel. But there is such a thing as a mazel. A person gets married, you wish a mazel tov. He has a bris, you wish a mazel. What's his mazel tov? What is it? Mazel means a general good mazel. So, there's a mazel, you can get out of it. But when there's a bad mazel, and the Ribbono Shel Olam let this bad mazel work against us, so we have to feel upset about it. So, then we can say that if we are supposed to feel bad that the Ribbono Shel Olam made a bad mazel for us in Adar, we should feel good, and we should remind the Simcha, and the Baruch Shem made a good mazel for us in Adar. Because, in the same way that if the father went and he gave a big present to the son, and the sons, they took it and didn't say a word and walked out, so then the father feels that he's been, the son doesn't appreciate what he's doing for him. So he just has to say thank you, and he has to and really say thank you, and be happy that he has it. So the father should see that he appreciates it. So the Baruch Shem gave us a good mazel in our Adar, which is the mazel that we were able to overcome all of the Rishayim, and we were able to live, and we were able to do the mitzvahs, whatever. So we have to show to appreciate that, mazel. Then it would start, even though that we thought at the time that it was a terrible time for us, we thought who knew what's going to happen. But now we see the Mafreya, that this was a good mazel for us, mazel of Adar. So therefore, already from the beginning of the month, we should be happy that the Baruch Shem has given us such a good mazel in this month. So then, it makes much more sense what Rav Papa is saying. V'kshem k'shenichnas Ha'av is not didn't Avelis. Avelis is only shaykh on something that happened, and Simcha is on something that happened and didn't happen at that time. But it was saying that we're thanking the Rabban Shalom, in Adar we're feeling bad because the Rabban Shalom gave us a bad mazel, and he gave us the bad mazel in the beginning of Av. That's the mazel of Av. Then when we say the same way that in Adar, that now we see that it was a good mazel, we have to thank already at the beginning of the month because that's when the mazel started. As a matter of fact, Mishnah Berurah says in Tosfos Kuf Nun Aleph, he brings the Magen Avraham that when the Mechaber says that, and the Gemara, that the person should hilchah hach Yisrael this leidina b'hadi nachri shtamnei ba'av derei mazlei, you stay away from av derei mazlei. So when should you have the court case? Mishmur says Magen Avraham shweitel elu, because av is a bad mazel. As then he brings to the Zoya, but he doesn't bring from the Zoya, but from the Bach, I think. But some say that after Tisha B'Av it's okay, it's already okay. But the Pasha Pshat is, and that's Lashon of the Gemara, the Shtamet Mnei Ba'av means the whole month of Av. The Shtam in the Adrash Chodesh Elul, Bal Kol Panim Adachat Tishba. So the Adrash Chodesh Elul, Rabbeinu Rucham, V'chein Mukhav B'Gemara. This I'm reading from the Bar Hagen. V'chein Mukhav B'Gemara. The Gemara says Shamei Ba'av. Doesn't say anything. Doesn't say Tol Tishba. It says the whole month. It's a bad novel. But someone else says of the Kabbalah that you should be Mako after from the Zaya. One second. Mashik Safi Alfabal Kalpanim, whom he called in the Sound Parag Dal, the Mechech Mizaya Kaddish, the Dayad Akhatishba. Okay, but the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is that it should be Misham, the whole Av. Yeah.
Why isn't it Mashik should push it off all the way until Adar?
Well, he says he should try to get it in the Adar, but he should the Shtam Neba Av, the Limsi Nashe Ba'adar. You know, it's not so, so easy to push it off for half a year. That's exactly what it is. But he should, for sure, one thing is you should try to get out of Av. And if he can push it to, and if he can have it in Adar, it's better.
But back to the comparison again. But in Av, there was tragedies going through from the beginning until Tisha. So the whole way, all the way through, it was tragic. So therefore, Mishin Nifnas Av, I can understand. But everything, but in Av, it wasn't like that. There was nothing, I mean, oh well.
Okay, so
there was no nace, there was no good mazel until we saw Purim.
Okay, so that's the question you're asking is the question I asked. But I think, what is the comparison? That over here, the Misavo, because there was something to Misavo about right at the beginning, but there was nothing to happy about till afterwards. Now we're saying, no, it's not that we are being Misavo in the beginning of Av. We are thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom for, we're feeling bad that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us a bad mazel in Av, and we're feeling good that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us a good mazel in Adar. Now, after everything happened, we see that this was a good mazel for us. We're hanging for the mazel.
Right, but the mazel only took place later on. So maybe not
really. We didn't know at the beginning that it was going to be good for us. We didn't understand that. In the end, it was a good mazel for us. And it's a good mazel every month from the beginning of the month.
So and, it was really good. So why didn't it happen on the first day of Adar then?
It did help that there wouldn't be any problems. There were no problems. It was just that they thought they were going to have problems. Right, so so I'm saying that if it's worth thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom, we're feeling good, which is the right thing to do, to rejoice, because the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us a good mazel in this month, so then you start from the beginning of the month, when the mazel is. If it is that we're upset, that we have to show that we're upset, because the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us a bad mazel this month, so you have to start from the beginning of the mazel, from the beginning of the month. Okay.
So now there's no raya from this Rashi anymore.
Okay, yeah, that's what we're getting into. So now, the Amar Papa. So Papa says, Hilkach, if this is the pshat, that the reason why Adar is the same as Av, in the same way that Adar, we have to show that we're upset from the beginning because of the bad mazel, and that's why we have to show we're happy in Adar because of the good mazel. Then, if it's the mazel which we're celebrating or being upset about, so therefore, a person should be careful to not to have a din in Av, and should have the din in Adar. So this Hilkach now makes sense. The Hilkach is because we made this dinyan. If we would have said it's a din Navelus, and then we couldn't have said Kashem, that you're supposed to be Miss Abel in Av, you're supposed to be Miss America in Purim, so then we wouldn't have this. But now that we're saying that it's totally Zebazah, so therefore it is it's totally Zebazah. Freddy Gemara Kasha. How can you say that Adar is a bad mazel? It says in the pasuk that the Baruch Hashem is sending you into Golos in order that you should have that you should have hope, and that something should be with you. So how can you say it's a bad mazel? It's a kasha on our Papa saying. How can you say that it is a bad mazel? The whole golus into Bavo was that you should have an achas v'tikva. So so it's a good mazel. So the one is asking a kasha on our Papa. The Rav Papa said that Av is a bad mazel, and because you see this from the tushto of the Gemara, there's not a bad mazel. It's a good mazel. So Om Rav Yehuda, it's a kashmir Rav Yehuda b'ed Shmuel Vashira, so Shmuel Rav. He said that it's a din and mazel, because he said kashem, that's the same. So who says a bad mazel? The one from sent us into Bolo. The Eden were prosperous in Bolo, they made business in Bolo, they had achris v'tikva. The Yom Yom said, I'm going to send you to Bolo, losses lochem, achris v'tikva. So what kind of bad mazel are we talking about? So it's a kasha. On Yehuda Bar Shilas, Yehuda Bar Shilas made Rav. Omer Rav Yehuda Bar Shilas made Rav. He's answering the kash. It's a kash on him. Able to call him a Kli Bishlam. It doesn't mean to say that the Varsham sent them into Babel because it's good for them. The Varsham said that when you'll be sent there to Golus, you'll be able, you won't die there. Well, the Avonisha will take care of you, that you'll have what to eat, you'll have the kolam, and the clay pishtar, and you'll have what to eat, what to wear. You're not going to be devastated over there. But the Avad is a bad mazel, that the Churban Beis Hamikdash had to go, so therefore, there's not the pshat, losachem achu tikkun, the Avonisha sent it to you because it's good for you. The Avonisha sent it to you, and he did something over there that you should be able to exist. Okay. Freydi Gemara, Vayoyma, Re'e Re'ech B'ni, Kre'ech Sada, Shaberch Hashem. So, what's the kasha now? Okay, so, I want to quote something from the Medrash. There's a Medrash in Perek Samach Hey. Okay. On this pasuk, Rei Reach Benish Kreach Kodesh Baruch Hashem. Melamed Sheher Olah Kodesh Baruch Hu Beis Hamikdash Banui V'Charev U'Banui. The Baal Shem showed Yitzchak the Beis HaMikdash when it was built, when it was Nechrav, and when it was rebuilt again. Re'ei Re'ach V'ni Harei Bonon. Like it says in the Pasuk, Re'ach Nichoichi Tishmru. Lakravli. So this is referring to the Beis HaMikdash. Kareach Sada Harei Charev. Like Kavod Amar, Sion Sada Techaresh. When the Beis HaMikdash is Charev, it's called the Sada. Ashabeach Hashem Bonu Meshuko. So the question is like this, that already from the very beginning, as actually we mentioned, Bonu Shukul Asid Lovai, Kinyan Shanema Kisham Tziva Hashem as a Bracha Chaim Adam. In order to have the Beis HaMikdash, Hashlishi, I assume, Shukul Asid Lovai, it has to go through to a Churban. Has to go to a Churban. That's the metamorphosis of the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the terrible thing over here, the Beis HaMikdash Nechrav, from the very beginning? Yitzchak Avinu saw Baruch HaKodesh, so that is how you build the Beis HaMikdash Lasid. So therefore, what's the terrible thing? It's such a bad muzzle that you say that it didn't muzzle. So the... says Kasha Rav Yehuda, Braid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas made Rav, Kasha on him. So he answered, Amar Rav Yehuda Braid Rav Shmuel, Kureh Sada Shal Tapuchim. So it doesn't have anything to do with the Beis HaMikdash. This is it's talking about Sada Shal Tapuchim of Esregan. Tosa says, obviously it means Mamish Tapuchim. I didn't know that apples smell so great. Maybe there's some apples to do. Tapuach. You never find apples in the Gemara. The word tapuach means something which is bloated. So an apple, I guess, is bloated. So it's in modern Hebrew, it's called tapuach. But tapuach means a fruit, a big fruit, as opposed to a little fruit like a blueberry. It's not a tapuach, but it's a big fruit. So. So it says, Jason Fortune, Tapuch and Kareach, Sregan. Okay, because the Sregan have a Reach. Most of the other fruits don't have such a Reach. Doesn't matter. Whatever Pshat is, but Reach or Tapuch means it's not referring to the Beis HaMikdash. Kareach, Sodish, Abarach HaShem is not referring to the Beis HaMikdash.
What's the Marami with Tapuch? Tapuch with Dvash means any fruit? Rosh
Hashanah? What's that?
Tapuch
with Dvash. Oh, yeah, in the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is already tapuachs and apples. I don't know if they had apples in the.
So their taka means an apple.
It could be means an apple. I don't think it's a badafka. It has to be an apple, but it's we assume it's talking about an apple.
My real close to this Gemara is the mocha for that minute. I got Rosh Hashanah.
There's a bracha. That is a bracha.
No, that's an apple. I mean, that this is one of the reasons why we do it is because of this Gemara.
Not my tosis.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, so maybe it was an apple. It doesn't matter, it's not negated what I want to say. If it is an apple, it's not an apple. What I want to say is that he's saying it's not referring to the Beis HaMikdash. It's not referring to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. So after this Mahalach over here, this Mahalach is not like Rashi learns, because Rashi says, I desire Rabbi Yehuda, El Nach Basel. It was just some two statements which were said from Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shmuel Bar Shilas Rav. So I'm learning a different pshat in the Gemara, and I think that that's the pshat which the Rambam learned over here in this Gemara. Now, still, the Gemara asked kashas of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shmuel Shmuel Rav, and the Gemara answered the questions. We don't find a chiluk over here. So still, not the Rama is not answered. How does Rama pass now at this Gemara in Shulchan Aruch? Okay. Now, let's take a look at the Rosh of those who saw the Rosh.
But we get the other Midrashim who that Midrash learns that it's going on the Beis HaMikdash is the Cholik on the Gemara. Any midrash that learns that pasuk, Rei Reach Bnei Kareach Sada Shalach Hashem, they're going on the Beis HaMikdash, would be the Raz Mahalach, would be the Cholik on the Gemara.
We'll see.
not so simple. Not so simple. So there's the Rosh over here in Perek Dalet of Tainus. Simon Lamed Beis in the middle. So it starts to Sefta. How Leah is Tisha B'Av B'Shabbos? If Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, Eichel Adam Kol Tzarchai, a person can on Shabbos, there's no tainus of Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, there's no tainus on Shabbos, it gets pushed off till Sunday. A person can do whatever he wants on Shabbos. Umala al Shulchanoi afil kasuda shlema b'shatay. Veinu menem asmakom. The Tosefta says he can put on his table the most elaborate delicacies, even though it's Tisha B'Av, he doesn't have to withhold anything that he would normally have on a Shabbos. Klima, she'ena nimna merechitza, when it says she'ena menem asmakom, klum. So the so what does it mean, klum, anything? Klima, she'ena nimna merechitza v'sicha v'tashrish amita v'ein tzorach lina g'dorom shaltzina. That is not that's how he learns from the Tosefta. Mala shulchana afil ksud shlam v'shatoi. They put whatever he wants on the table. Ve'enam nimna asmakom. He doesn't have to withhold anything that he normally would do on a Shabbos. He doesn't have to withhold himself on Shabbos, which includes rechitza, sicha, tashra, amita, ve'en tzochlen dvar shatzina.
How do you hear rechitza, sicha, and Shabbos?
It was cold water.
Sicha?
Sicha.
Shemen?
Yeah, shemen. Shemen is no, there's no mamachik with shemen. Mm-hmm. Only shemen av, only if it's thick oil, but the thin oil is not. Rabbeinu Me'ezal Kosa Behilchas Avelis. Shaloi. Kosa Revisu Mivin. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbeinu Meir is the Rama Rutenberg, and he wrote, the name is Rabbi, Rabbi Yisrael Mivin. The Tisha B'Av Shchalias B'Shabbos Afa Pisha Anu Doichem Oisei Adel Macha, even though we push off Tisha B'Av till Sunday, Oisei HaYoyim Osa B'Tashra Mita. The Shabbos is Osa B'Tashra Mita. Why? Midi Dehavi Akeva Mesa Berego. If someone, a relative died, the relative is Chudas Chivon, died on the Sechol Mayed. Shonu Doichen Avelis, we push up the Avelis at Acharego. Even though he's buried, we buried him on Chol Mayed, or even on Yonta, if you had to bury him through a guy. So we push off the Avelis, and it doesn't start singing Shiva until after the Rego, after Yonta. But Filohachi, even so, during the period of time, from the time they buried the mace, until they started singing Shiva, Noeg Dvar Shabbat Sina, Berego. Dvar Shabbat Sina, things which are not evident to the public that he's been Noeg Avelis by doing this, he is Noeg Berego. Fin Cain, Hochanami Gabi Shabbos Zu, this Shabbos of Tisha B'Av, Gabi Tisha B'Av, who Karego is like the Shabbos is Mavafo, the Avelis of Tisha B'Av, Gabi this Shabbos, even though it is Tisha B'Av. So it's like a Rego, which is Mavafo, the Avelis. Vos Matashra Mita. Because Don Shabbat Sin is Noig on Yantif. The Tisha B'Av Ve'evil Shaychi Adari. Tisha B'Av and Avelis have a connection with each other. Could Omar Rav Chizda Perek Kama De Tainas Ad Kam Lash Mari. This is what Rav Yisrael Mivin said. Hadova Yotza Mipi Mari HaKadosh. The Ramram book says, these words came out of the mouth of my Rebbe HaKadosh V'chol Adas Yisrael Yatsu Oisei. Everyone should listen to what my Rebbe says. Kedai hu beis halakeinu, it's kedai, the churba, the beis hamikdash, the abed ol in achas v'shana. The person should not be noy tashra mita one time during the end of Shabbos, should be reminded this one time. Af apishyeshu l'hoshev, even though I could ask a big kasha on Rav Yisrael Mivin, but there's no connection. The Tisha B'Av Avelis, halukim become a dinim. Tisha B'Av and Avelis have a lot of differences. But on Perek HaChodesh, the Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Lias B'Seicha, that the week that Tisha B'Av falls in, also a Chavis, right at the beginning of the week, you cannot wash clothes. Umut al-Aris, you're allowed to get married. The Kodem Mazman is there, and before this week,
even though it's after Rosh Chodesh, mutter l'sapa l'chabas. Also listen with litter, but you're not to do business because Mishnah Chazal might be simcha. What's the might be simcha? The might be masa b'mata. The whole arm might be asachim. Everyone is might be asachim. The gabei avelus amri now an ipcha. Rabbi Yosef emakar noshmis arsu chutzmanav molim pneu ibur. That Amon is not allowed to get married because of the avelus. The kama ibul was ibul shlosh miyam. Shana of Ashi, Shani ben Aves, Chadosh Aves, Shana, Yenos, Rabbi Aves, the Yochid, Nufosh Aben Tam, Shani ben Aves, Chadosh, Osl Ares, Ashen came by Aves, Shana, that it's Mutta. To immediately the Yochid, killed Fei by Aves, Shana. When you mass of Matan, Shani ben Aves, the Yochid, Shetiru, the mass of Matan, Aves, the Yochid, Aves, the Rabbi Masu. Aves, the Rabbi is the din of Tishabov, Aves, the Rabbi. And Aves Yochid, the Masa Matan, is they will matter. For if Aves Yochid means that someone died, the Masa Matan is Mutter, and Aves Rabban is Asa. Chol Dover, Sharabban is asking by then Masa Matan, take a person, the year nearer the Kain al Cheshim Sabal al Yishlaim, Alma Domili the Tzino de Yochid, Yochil Yis, Jonah Machmirim, Aves Fame and Tishbab. But he's saying, what is the connection between Avelis and Tisha B'Av? They're two different things. We see completely different halachas. So over here, we're getting into an interesting question. The question is the Avelis on Tisha B'Av, is that a regular din of Avelis? Which Rabbi Yisrael Mivin says it is a regular din of Avelis. And Rami Rumbach says, no, it's not. It doesn't have to do with Avelis, because we see very opposite things. So if it's not Avelis, what is it? If it's not Avelis, it is... We're supposed to be in Zahava, we don't do a business, what is it for? We're supposed to show that we take to heart the fact that Rav Shalom destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So this whole shaila, which I asked at the very beginning, what is this din? And I learned a pshat over here in the Gemara, based on the fact that it's not a din of Avelis, happens to be a machlokes over here with Rav Yitzchak Mivin with the Rami Rubenberg. So it's Hodaminon Sok Rami Rubenberg per dal the tiniest komis hanugis ba'al nugis b'tishvav. So it's much the same thing. So on the day of the tainus, but the days before, they're separate. I'm skipping a couple lines. Umiu, nachan lahachme k'divrei Mori. The Maram Rumbach says, you should be machme like my Rebbe, the Rabbi Yisrael Mivin. V'afilu hu meiko v'ani machme. Even if he would be Mako and I'm Machmer, you should listen to my Rebbe. The Koshke and Shu Machmer and Imeko, I'd come Losh Rabin Meir. Umiyu, Zogdarash, Loshna to Sefta Machmer, Shain Nimna. That a person is allowed to have Tashmish on Shabbos Tisha B'Av, Vachain Amadvar, and that's the Minikoya. Okay. So now, what comes out from this discussion is as follows. If you learn like Rabbi Yitzchak Mivin, that it's a din of Avelis, then this whole Gemara is a tzarachian for all the questions that we asked on it. The Geshem doesn't make any sense with the same, and the Hilkach doesn't make any sense. But if you learn like Maram Rudenberg, there is not a din of Avelis, but it's a din in Nazifa, then the whole Gemara is pashut. Now, they bring various riyas one way or the other. So it's not so pashut over here which way they're supposed to. What's the lemaisa of it? I would say that according to Rav Yitzchak Mivin, that it's a din of Avelis. This whole Gemara is not Negev Halacha. Because if it's Negev Avelis, the whole din doesn't start out, the Kashem, that you're supposed to be Noeg Simcha, doesn't start out because of the questions that we asked. The Hilkach doesn't start out. And that maybe the Rambam learned like Rav Yosef Mizin, the Mechaber learned like Rav Yosef Mizin, and therefore he doesn't bring down this whole Gemara.
How do they pass him a Dvarim Shabbat Sinah?
So the Mechaber says the Dvarim Shabbat the Mechaber says is Mutter, the Ramah brings down. So if it's Mutter, so then it's not a din in Avelis, right? So it's not a din in Avelis, so then the Gemara does make sense. The Rambam is mashma, where the Mefarshim learned that Devoy. So it's like this. The question is, how do we pass it? Do we pass it like Rissa Avinu, pass it like Ram Rumba? Now the Rosh says that the meaning is to be Mekel. He says, "Mi lashon tzeret mashrosh in nimna v'chin amatvah." That's the minhag olam. So it doesn't have a din of avelus, right? It doesn't have a din of avelus because if it's an avelus, would be drawn shabbat sinner. So then, if it's not a din of avelus, so then all these din would apply. But I think that the Rambam had a hechach from the Gemara itself to paskan that it is a din of avelus. Because the one I brought down, Rabbi Yisov, Rashi Shmei Rav, what he said, and the one Rav Papa said Hilkach, based on that, this other din is true about the that you have a din that you should stay away from it in Adar and make sure you get into it if you can, and stay away from it in Av and get into it in Adar. After that, the Gemara starts asking kashas on Rav Shmuel Bar Shira's Mishmei Rav. The Gemara asks kashas on him. A kasha from Los Lachem. What's the word? After the Tikva. So the Gemara answered it. Then Gemara asks another kasha from Reich Sodeh Shevech Hashem. The Gemara says, we have a klal, a shnuyi lo samchinon. If the Gemara keeps on asking something, and even though the Gemara answered it, evidently the Gemara didn't feel that this is the right thing. So the Rambam says, so we have a klal, Ashnu Yilai Samchinu, we're not samach on answers. If we see, just like the Rambam passes, like if the Gemara says, Dimtim Sulaima, if you're going to say, why is the question? Dimtim Sulaima on this side, so then we've got another question. Dimtim Sulaima on that side, so then we have another question. So the Rambam was passing like Imtim Sulaima. Because why did the Gemara take on this side? Imtim Sulaima, that is this way, so then what would be we have another question. So if by the fact that the Gemara then done this side to ask a question on that side, so it's a sign the Gemara was noted to this. So the Rambam was passing. Whenever the Gemara said Imtim Sulaima, the Rambam was passing like that. So maybe it's the same thing over here. The Gemara started to ask kashas that it's not mashma from the psukim, even though that the Gemara answered them, but the Gemara did not want to stay with those answers. So now, getting back to that, so the Medrash is going according to the Rambam. The Gemara is asking the Medrash, though, a poshut. Like it says, Vayetzei Yitzchak Basuach Basoda. Why did the Torah say he went Basoda? What Soda? This thing is where he went. So the Gemara says that Soda is the base of Mikdash. But soda, some soda. So when it says in the Torah, "Kareach soda shebech Hashem," it doesn't. It makes a lot of sense to say that that's the base of midrash. So the Rambam, maybe from this midrash, who came out with his final thing. So the Rambam was said that it's not a din. That the Gemara was chayzer from this, and therefore we did not pass like that, and the Mechaber didn't pass like that. And therefore the Rambam didn't say that you should stay away from a din Torah in that time. Mechaber does say you should stay away from a court case. And because even though the, from the Gemara it's not mochach that you have to do it, because there's no kashem, but even though the Gemara didn't say that, but it's not, the evidence is that it's not a Muslim thing at the time, whether it says so in the Gemara or not. So that's maybe the Rambam wrote it, but the Rambam doesn't say anything, doesn't say in the Gemara. So to Machadish on his own, the Rambam only says, unless he says Yireli. But he doesn't say, and then it will come out, we're saying on our own. So therefore, the Rambam didn't bring it. So getting back again to our first question of, is it, when we say, Mishnechus Av, so we ask, is it Adarishna or is it Adarsheni? According to the light of what we said, there's no, we don't say that. The whole question is moot. You know, it's not a, we don't pass like that. But if we, but if there is such a thing, so then it's Mashra in the Gemara that if we say it's totally in Mazel, it's totally in Mazel, that's what's Mokh in the Gemara, and if it's totally in Mazel, Mazel Dogem is already on Adarishan, and so therefore the Din would be on Adarishan also if we would pass Gemara.
It would come out the right that the Rav brought from Rashi, that at the beginning of the Shir, that it sounds like from Rashi that it's totally Dafka, and either Sheni because of Purim. But what the Rav is saying now, all the Rashi could be saying is that that's the, how you see that the mazel is a good mazel. Lav dafka other Sheni, just that, what was the raya that it is a good mazel? The fact that Purim happened. You made Purim a Pesach. But that, yes. But in a Hanami, it's the mazel that's a good mazel, which would even include other Rishon, even though Purim doesn't happen in other Rishon.
So you want to be machmir on other Rishon too?
Even Rashi could be.
With that.
It'll be a cash on the song if we don't pass it.
What's the song?
Mishnah Chazada. All the Mishnah Chazada songs.
That's Mishnah Chazada.
No, I'm saying, but if we don't pass it, Mishnah Chazada.
Oh, yeah, it's a cash on the song, yeah. That's what I was saying.
That's perfect.